This is a temporary reprieve in a battle between the shipping industry and environmental groups over ballast water standards. Ballast water is used to stabilize ships, but it's also the water that allows invasive species to hitchhike from foreign ports to the Great Lakes. New York State had set an August 2013 deadline for rules 100 times greater than the International Maritime Organization, or the IMO, standard. Now it won't happen until the end of 2013. American Great Lakes Ports Director Stephen Fisher says those standards are technologically impossible to meet.
We would have been protecting the environment by shutting down commerce. Look, on any environmental issue, the hard thing is to find the win-win scenario. The challenge all along has been, how do we protect the environment while also protecting the economy and protecting jobs?
But National Wildlife Federation Senior Policy Manager Mark Smith says New York isn't backtracking. They still want tougher ballast standards.
And that they do believe that EPA can do better, and there is technology out there that could meet a stronger protection than IMO offers.
Smith says setting the bar high will stop new invasions from foreign species.
Industry has complained about no technology out there, but it's our opinion, and we still believe this, that if you set a high standard, technology will catch up with it.
New York State is urging the U.S. EPA to set the tougher regulations by June 2016 so the ballast rules apply equally to all Great Lakes states. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.